Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many names and attributes. So what about the people who say that Allah's mercy is always greater than His wrath? So they just sin and they do wrong and they rely on Allah's mercy. What should we say to them?
Allah is the one who gave rizq, is that right? The vision, the rizq, that's right? Everybody agree with that? If you tell somebody, okay, stay home and Allah will bring you the money to your place, what you will say? No, that's not right, haram. Don't be mutawakkil, we should go and walk. That's right? So I will receive the rizq, what Allah promised me. That's right? Allah can bring the rizq to your home or not? He can. But you have to walk to receive the rizq. Allah has mercy. How to resist to receive His mercy? You have to obey His order and fulfill your duty as a Muslim, so you will receive His mercy.
You mentioned Allah has many names and attributes and no one knows them all. Is there a certain book in which some of them or all of them are compiled?
All of Allah's names, nobody in this world, even the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he didn't know what all of Allah's names. Because Allah, the Prophet said in the hadith, there is the names only Allah knew it. No one else, only Allah knew it. So this name, no one knew it. This name is only for Allah. So we have the first book I will tell you is the Quran. It has Allah's name and attributes. Then the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the authentic hadith. And also there is a book, start to collect the names and the attributes. But I didn't know if there is in English or not. But in Arabic, the best one I have seen is a book for Al-Saqqat, Sir Hassan Al-Saqqat, Alawi Al-Saqqat, Ash-Ashif, Hassan Al-Dahmi, Alawi Al-Saqqat, he is a person from Arabia, he's a, mashallah, young brother, he collected, and it's one of the best book I have ever seen really in this matter. It's named As-Sifat Al-Ilahiyya.
If someone's name is Abdul Rahman or Abdul Aziz, is it okay to just call them Aziz or Rahman?
Yes, it's okay. No, Rahman, no. Aziz, yes.
Is Allah a male deity? Why do we refer to Him in the Quran as Him or He in the translation?
Right, computer is a male. Computer is a male, is a female, because it's not has a, doesn't have a sex. But you can use the him or a way like it's a male, but it really you don't mean the sex. You don't mean the gender. You mean him or it is or something, huh? Ishara, yeah. But when the Quran when they use because this is the way it is, but it doesn't relate to a sex or gender, no, at all.
Are there any of Allah's names or attributes that He or the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam preferred over others?
No. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he delivered all of his knowledge to the people and he didn't hide any knowledge. If he hide it, he will not be give the whole message. There's no secret in Islam, alhamdulillah. Preferred?
Oh,
is his attribute preferred than more others? There is some names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a way some names you call, like Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, it's better than other names, better than other names. But if you mean Allah's names, there is a general rule that Allah's talk is, it might be some of Allah's talk speech better than others, like Surah Al-Fatiha, it's better than other surah. Ayat Al-Kursi is the best ayah in the Quran, as the Prophet ﷺ said. And Surah Al-Fatiha is the best surah. But there's nothing, all of it is good, all of it is best, but it's maybe better than the other.
When someone says the Shahada, does this mean they're accepting Allah's names and attributes?
In general, yes. But Shahada is not only by saying La ilaha illallah. No. There is a condition for this Shahada. If you fulfill it, this will be Shahada. You will be mu'min. But if you didn't, your Islam is not complete yet. Like you said sincerely, like you said, and accept what it means, accept the Islam. You didn't deny it, you didn't have a doubt. No.
What is said about the one who calls Allah by a name other than his?
He's sinful. آثم من سمى الله بغير اسمه فقد أثم كما نص عليه العلماء. He is asking about a woman. She قرأت في حديث البخاري مكتوب فيه عند الله أسماء أكثر من سبع فقط. بعض يعرف الملائكة ورسول الله. He said, I don't know, that he read a hadith in Bukhari that Allah has more than 99 names. That's true, but I don't know if it's hadith in Bukhari or not. And he said some of it, the angels know it, some of it, some messenger know it. But I don't know this hadith in Sahih Bukhari. I never seen this hadith, and I doubt it's in Sahih Bukhari. She's asking about a woman putting kuhul in her eye. If she putting kuhul in her eye, she has to take it off. She wash her eye before she make wudu or not? No, it's not necessary. If she has a kuhul, she can make wudu, and I'm definitely sure she will lose her kuhul while she making wudu. And also, there's a question. He's talking about: is all Allah's names we have to practicing? No, there's some names we couldn't practicing it, like al-mutakabbir. لا نستطيع أن نطبق المتكبر. المتكبر. You couldn't be متكبر in the earth. You could not. But the general is you practicing of Allah's names, and I will end with this. Like for example, one of Allah's names is that He is Al-Jamil. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ أَسْمَائِهِ الْجَمِيلِ. He's the beautiful. How to practice this name? Or Al-Quddus. Glorified subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you practice this name? By beautiful, by many things. For example, to look beauty in your clothes, in how you look like. You should dress nice, smell good. Just look about this. You have your, you didn't put something make you ugly or something like those people, they change their faces. No, that's not right. So you have to be looks good and beauty. And also not you. And be careful. Be careful. Listen to the Quran carefully. Listen to Allah when He's saying, when Allah subhanahu wa blessed us with His ni'am, He said that He sent us down what? Sent us for us clothes. من نعم الله أنه أنزل علينا لباسا وريشا ليواري سوآتكم. Allah أنزل هذا اللباس والريش ليواري السوء. Allah sent us clothes to wear it so we will hide our awra, which is something that doesn't look good when you see it. It looks beauty. Then what Allah said after this ayah? ما قال ما بعدها؟ قال ولباس التقوى ذلك خير. Don't think that beauty is something outside. Allah said the next ayah, but لباس clothes to taqwa as the clothes. He make it as a metaphor. Personification. He said, as the metaphor, the libas is taqwa. Taqwa is looks like libas, something you close it. Close it, taqwa is not closed. Something in your heart. It's better to mention that some people, he looks nice, mashallah, looks clean, good, but inside, he's ugly. He's dirty. His heart is black. His heart is not good, it's not clean. Even if his clothes looks clean. Allah said in the Quran, no, don't think only make it good that you are from outside, have a clothes and reach. No, from inside you should clean yourself. So therefore you will see in Jannah, Allah said, فَلَقَّاهُمْ نَضْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. Nadra, he make the looks good, faces looks good, nadra in their faces, and their looks like nadireen, يعني they looks good. وَسُرُورًا, happiness in the heart, outside and inside. Allah wants you to be beauty from outside and inside. Beauty as individual, beauty as group, beauty in our mosque, beauty in our home, beauty in our school, beauty in our job, beauty in our government, beauty in our country. Not like you look to our Muslim country, you go back home, you see how beautiful it is. People destroyed it. It's like the most beautiful land, but people destroyed it. People, they don't practicing Allah's name. They don't understand what this name means, so they can't follow it. Qudus, glorified. You have to clean yourself from sin. Allah never ever lets anybody come close to Him and He is not clean. If your heart get dirty with the sin, make you dirty. Make your heart black. Because that you have to change. For that, we meet Allah twice. One in the dunya and one the day after. When in the dunya? When you go to pray. That's right. Before you go to pray, what you do? Huh? What to look make you? Make your clean from outside look shining. Like I remember in the university, one teacher in overseas, he was American. And he saw one brother washing her foot in the sink. He said, how come you wash your foot in the sink? We wash our face in the sink. He said, hey, just hold a second. How many times you wash your face? He said, twice. When I wake up, when I maybe in the afternoon. He said, I wash my foot 5 times. It's cleaner than your face. I'm making over 5 times. I'm cleaning my foot. You clean yourself so you look beauty, that's right? Is that all? No. In Hadith al-Afra bint Mu'awad in the Ahmad fi Musnadi, that Imam Ahmad reported his Musnad. Al-Afra bint Mu'awad said, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, he got the 10 minutes over. While I'm standing. The Prophet ﷺ said, when you make wudu with the last drop from your head, from your face, your sin it will be gone. So you will be able clean from outside, from inside, when you face Allah during the dunya and salah. And the day after, if you're not clean yet, Allah will clean the person in the hellfire, like you clean the gold until it comes out from the fire. Just a pure goal that the person came in the day of judgment to be in the Jannah, staying next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Jannah, in His mercy, he should be clean too. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge and understanding the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.